Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Europe does not have a degrowth agenda. Europe is very much in a growth agenda at the moment. Researcher Filka Sekulova from the Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona told Real World Radio in an interview where she focused on the challenges and steps of the degrowth debate and analysis in Europe. Sekulova presented a workshop on this topic at the Young Friends of the Earth Europe's summer camp held by the Beglica River in Bulgaria in the Rhodope Mountains. The camp began on August the 14th and ended on Wednesday, August the 20th. Tens of young people from different European countries took part in the camp. Real World Radio interviewed Sekulova after the workshop a day before the summer camp came to an end.
Real World Radio is speaking now with Filka Sekulova. She is a researcher from the Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona. And she has been participating in the summer camp organized by Young Friends of the Earth Europe. Filka, welcome to Real World Radio.
Thank you. Well, the camp has been kind of very amazing opportunity for the people to kind of to somehow mix practice, theory, and action in a way of experiencing various type of lectures. I mean, the first thing that I notice is the importance of bringing different country perspectives. Like now that we're focusing on agriculture, onto the issue of agriculture, but also kind of given my topics was more like related to the whole, to the economy, was like to see how different people perceive the issue from their perspective. Well, in general, these type of camps, like when you try to have these type of informal meetings in the nature, you could see that there is much more kind of much more spontaneous learning and much more possibilities for interaction, which is outside, which is something that you cannot achieve if you do in the city or if you do in a standard classroom, right? So you could see a lot of what we call interpolarization, right, between the people. You could see a lot of people inspiring each other to start up various initiatives, something that they would not start on their own, but like given feeling that there are other people working on the same issue, although in different settings, it gives a lot of inspiration. So if there is one word in which I could actually conclude to give some kind of evaluation of the summer camp, I'm not speaking from the name of the participants, I'm more like an external observer, so it's very difficult to give a representative opinion, but the word would be inspiring for the people and also for the organizers.
Okay, Filka, and you were in charge of presenting a workshop with the topic of the degrowth agenda in Europe. And we in Real World Radio and for the people would like to know in which points, in which areas did you focus on your workshop talking about the degrowth agenda, Filka?
I really like the idea of degrowth agenda in Europe because Europe doesn't have a degrowth agenda. Europe is very much on a growth agenda at the moment. But, well, like in the workshop, we very much tried to speak about the various components of the growth paradigm. And the type of and how deeply built in it is in our economic structure, in our culture, in our social life, in our work life, and in the various infrastructure projects, and also what it means for agriculture. So we started reflecting on that, and then we moved to trying to define degrowth. We tried to see how each of the participants was seeing the term degrowth, what people knew about it. Then, after defining the term as a kind of multidimensional concept, which involves living within the ecological limits of the planet while living in a more convivial way where conviviality and sufficiency is given priority to efficiency and productivity, where the importance of challenging power relations is also given, put forward, where the call for deepening democracy is also kind of given attention. So we were also talking about various degrowth policies which have been put forward in various previous conferences on degrowth, which we've been organizing, like starting from 2008 in Paris, in 2010 in Barcelona, and 2012 in Venezia, and this year in September, between the 3rd and 6th of September in Leipzig, where they're expecting about 2,500 participants to come together and speak on degrowth. So there is a lot to say on the term of degrowth, on the topic of degrowth, and there is a lot to come out of the conference. But so far, one of the key emblematic proposals have been I will just mention them as kind of ironically calling them bullet points, as leave resources on the ground, try to reduce working time, share work better, try to have maximum income and maximum ratio between the lowest and the highest income, move towards expensive use of local currencies, move towards 100% reserve rate in banks, move towards higher level of self-sufficiency and self-production, and a number of other proposals, which doesn't matter listing them in such a hurried way. But this is basically what we focused in the workshop.
And in which ways do you see, Filka, that this degrowth is shown nowadays in Europe? In which specific ways this process is showing itself nowadays?
Well, degrowth kind of manifesting itself. Well, itself in the beginning of the 2000s with a series of more like grassroots actions and different articles. And over time, it started with the academic conference that I was mentioning. And when you say in Europe, like we have had series of conferences in the European Parliament specifically treating with the topic, the last one being in May this year, where we had kind of more than 100 participants from policy. So the debate is out there, the word is out there. Of course, it's a very thorny topic, very difficult to reach, because more like the emotional attachment which policymakers have with the term growth, and kind of the fear of breaking a kind of an idol of something that's been keeping the peace for so many years. But sooner or later, it will have to be done. I'm not sure whether there is a degrowth agenda in Europe. There is a lot happening. There is a lot of little conferences. Now this one happening in Leipzig. We had a degrowth summer school with more than 70 participants from all over the world in the Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona just last July. So we're trying to see whether the term could enter somehow academic education and whether we could actually talk about that in objective, so-called scientific or post-scientific way in the universities. And, I mean, you could call the whole movement, the whole neo-rural movement, you can somehow relate it with degrowth or not. It's debatable. But in general, the number of articles that are coming out under the title degrowth is increasing. So our first, if you say that the first objective is more like to raise the debate and to try to, as Latouche says, decolonize our imaginary, I think we are moving in this direction, in Europe, but not only in Europe. In America Latina and in the United States as well, there is a lot going on degrowth and decrecimiento as well.
Okay, Filka, how did you see the reactions of the participants in the workshop? In which things they were most interested, or if there was something that was especially important for you, seeing that was something that arised from the people, from the participants in the workshop?
I was nicely surprised to learn that their sense of Europe is thinking of starting a campaign under the title Wellbeing, which is very much planning to deal with the term degrowth in various public debates, which was very, very interesting. Participants were actually very having quite some kind of new examples, which were giving interesting proposals, and basically it's very, very interested in the topic. We had questions which very often arise when we have workshops on degrowth, like how do we put that in practice, like how do we make people like more acceptive to that, more receptive to the term, given its so-called negative implication at first sight. So we focused the debate more on the practical implementation, how to reach degrowth and how to speak about that publicly so that more people could reflect on the term. And quite some interesting ideas came up, including speaking about degrowth while doing practical activities, right? While doing urban gardens, while doing market exchanges, while doing some convivial action in the city. So this is more or less a little summary of the discussion. There are also other people speaking from their country experience and their life experience, providing more evidence to the influence of the growth dogma, the growth domain in our lives as well. And this is it, more or less. If
you
can summarize it.
Yeah, Fika, what do you find when you have these kind of conversations or workshops or different activities with general public in Europe? Because maybe I can imagine from Latin America that people react with some kind of avoiding this agenda, or people maybe don't want really to change their ways of lives, so for example to produce less greenhouse gas emissions, so the need for the people to live in another way. And how do you usual people, common people, react when talking about that?
Actually, yeah, we had also, when you speak about degrowth, very often, actually many people, even people in America Latina, seem to have intuitively reached the point of the need to have to voluntarily simplify their lives. Because fundamentally, one of the fundamental impact of degrowth is about simplifying your life so that you could have more meaningful life, to have more time for the things that you consider meaningful and for the things that enrich society and the community. So, of course, very often you have the typical reactions, how we are part of the system, we have to continue working, and we cannot just change our lives all of a sudden. And of course, I mean, to reactions like that, there is nothing much to say. The only thing is that we don't know how the degrowth society is going to look like. We even don't know which are all the elements of the degrowth society. Probably we don't need to incorporate all these degrowth elements in our lives right away. We need to just come together and reflect together on the ways to get there, right? To think of the various elements that every one of us could implement in our lives. Be it producing some part of the food yourself, be it organizing a social event and increase the conviviality in your neighborhood, for example, be it using a bicycle, be it like live without fridge, or be it organize a political event. I mean, there is something that every one of us could do, want it or not. And if some people don't want to change their lives, I don't think it's the business of only activists to change that. I mean, this is another debate in the world, that if you want to move towards lifestyle changes, this should be a result of a very, very, very wide social debate. And we should speak about what Max needs refers to basic needs and their satisfiers. So we need to have a deep reflection on our basic needs and see how we can change them together, but still do it peacefully and without moving towards kind of green fascism, right? We just need to be kind of, well, we should have a debate and we should be able to challenge. We should, the first step is like, we need to be given the right to challenge the lifestyle based on cars, supermarkets, airplanes, fossil fuels, wars, etc., right? This is the first step, at least to be able to challenge our dependence on growth in the public space and to be free to do that, not to be afraid of what politicians would say, what the media would say, what our funders would say. It's about expressing your truth. And a lot of people are ready to do that. I mean, it's not a problem, and we are not the ones to decide how people should live. All people should live. People should just be listening and decide for themselves what path to follow. I hope that answers your question. It's complicated, but alright. You know yourself that it's not a question that could be answered as well at this stage.
Yeah, it was the idea to give a thinking about that and get your at least first ideas about that, Filka, but it was really helpful and thank you very much. So it was Filka Sekulova, researcher from the Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona, talking about the workshop she presented in the summer camp in Bulgaria and about the degrowth agenda in Europe. Filka, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.